Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But I think about, you know, so many people have begun to pray. And as you know, we ourselves launched out in a whole new way when we launched out with VFN TV and the daily radio program to the world, because we are believing for a third great awakening, and that over and over again, when God's word is spoken about and taught and his people respond, he changes the plans that he has in store for a nation and for a people and for a person. But if we don't stand up and sound the alarm, if we don't go out and just begin to tell everybody what we're doing ourselves on VFN radio and VFN TV, then whatever storm's coming just comes. Mm-hmm. It just comes. And so what does that mean? That means that God can tell you that you're going to die. Mm-hmm. Then you can respond to God and go, hey, I don't want to die. What do I need to do? Is there something we can work out here? And God says, yeah, obey me. Remember what I told you when these things happened, that you've gone astray, and repent and come back to me. And then you can go, oh, I'm going to do that. I'm going to leave all this religion, all these lies and everything, and I'm going to just humble myself and pray and turn from my wicked ways and seek God's face and let God forgive me and heal me. And God goes, oh, I'm not going to kill you.
All right. Amazing how that works.
Yeah. 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 And people say that's not true, but it's true. You know, somebody says, well, we made it through that. Well, you know, Bobby Joe, who got washed off during the hurricane, his house got crushed, is dead now. He didn't make it.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
I understand you made it in the hurricane, but the people that lost, I understand you made it in the tornado, but in Moore, Oklahoma, but there's other people who didn't make it.
That's right.
I know you made it through the mall shooting, but there's other people who didn't make it through it. You know, it's not all about you. If there's any life lost because of our sin, we should be devastated because of it. Because I mean, if the storm comes because we refuse to repent, then their blood is on our hands.
On our hands, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we need to relate that and to understand that. But then all of a sudden you hear Dutch Sheets, and Chuck Pierce went around to America and began to prophesy over all 50 states. And every state, I believe, are going to be judged individually based off their decisions that they've made over the years. And no state is righteous, not one. But you can humble yourself as a state. And you can humble yourself and say, you know, Jesus is Lord. We're going to go God's way. But as a whole, America, as we talked about in the previous before the break, was about how we were founded because of Israel. I mean, Israel needs somebody to stand with them in this day. God's standing with them. God doesn't have to have America. But why not? Why not continue to stand with Israel? And there's hope. There's hope. God loves Americans. God loves you. God has a plan for your life. But we need to make Jesus the Lord of our life. And so people have begun to respond to the warnings, and they see the tragedies take place, and people are becoming broken and dissatisfied with religion. And they're asking themselves, what am I doing? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And they're willing to make changes, and there's shifts taking place in so many people's lives who are listening to God. And the insanity is to continue doing what you've been doing, expecting different results. And sad to say, there's a lot of insanity going on.
True.
You know, this is what I'm used to, but it's insane. It's insane. So,
doesn't your head hurt? Doesn't
yeah,
hurt?
right. And so a prophetic word was given by Dutch Sheets called Renewed Hope for America. And he talks about staying the course. And stay the course means, hey, if you made Jesus the Lord of your life and you're walking as a disciple and you're doing what he's called you to do, then hold the course. That's why things are turning. And this is what he says, in recent visits to Arkansas, this is Dutch Sheets Ministries, in recent visits to Arkansas and Mississippi, the hunger of the people, let me read it again, in recent visits to Arkansas and Mississippi, the hunger of the people, the release of revelation and moving of the Holy Spirit far exceeds my expectations. These states are on God's radar. He's going to move there with a spirit of revelation in powerful ways. I had an especially strong sense while I was there, many prodigals were soon to be returning to the Father. God is about to draw them back to himself with an irresistible force. I love that. An irresistible force, which just draws them back in love. I also heard the Holy Spirit say opposition both from the church and from the world will increase as we break out of normal.
Mm.
As we break out of normal. I love that.
Mm. Yeah.
Religious spirits will insist on maintaining old structures and systems, and the kingdom of darkness will react aggressively to the spirit of revival. Don't be alarmed at this, he says. Stay the course and resist the demonic pressure. Think about it. Stay the course and resist the demonic pressure. The first step in resisting the enemy is being aware of his tactics. God's people, this is me adding, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be aware and be proactive in our response to what's going on. That's the next thing he says. Offensively resist his plans. In other words, prepare for his ignorance because he will repeat it.
Right.
He goes on to say, and the Lord also said, strategies will begin to change from congregation, ministries, and even businesses. Just as the strategy of the Lord for John the Baptist changed when Jesus began his ministry, Holy Spirit is about to speak new plans, ideas, activities, and methods to those who are listening. Change is in the air. Listen carefully for his instructions concerning your ministry and your business. This is so important. I mean, we're seeing the very thing. We're seeing significant shifting and change take place because insanity is continue doing what you've been doing, expecting different results.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he goes on to say, I heard him say, the intercessors are weary. And we're going to be talking about becoming weary and well-doing. The intercessors are weary. Breakthroughs are hanging from heaven, waiting for those who will receive a second wind and lay hold. Think about that. The long season of praying for revival and outpouring has caused many to grow weary. Some have lost heart. Others are simply tired and listless. We must pray for them. And each of us must stir ourselves into renewed intercession, encourage ourselves in the Lord, and receive renewed strength. My life in this season is to restore hope to America. And that's so exciting because, you know, the direction America was going prior to these dilemmas hitting was not good, but these dilemmas are causing us to humble ourselves and to begin to seek the Lord. That was me adding that to that. So I recognize this is him. I recognize that the mandate upon my life in this season is to restore hope to America and be a voice of awakening and reformation. The fear of the Lord compels me to carry out this mandate with steadfast determination. The Lord is so kind to continuously make it undeniably clear that this race I am running is one that he has clearly marked out for me, and the message I am preaching is precisely what is on God's heart for America at this time. The past few weeks have been extremely encouraging. I met with a group of pastors in Louisiana last month whom, like many, are tired of business as usual. That's the insanity thing I was referring to.
Right.
They are tired with all the lack of fruit. They're tired of competing with one another for members and tired of losing the culture war for the souls of our nation. But they are also full of faith. This faith is motivating them to pray, really pray, and seek God together with a burning desire to tear down walls that divide and debilitate us. They're holding joint services, and he puts in parentheses, on Sunday, dreaming together and making plans to impact their region with revival and reformation. These church leaders are serious about being the ecclesia, which is the church government. Therefore, I ministered in Canfield, Ohio, and Beaumont, Texas, where we experienced powerful moves of God. Many leaders were present in each other's gatherings, crying out for God to bring awakening and reformation to America. These stirrings and the desperation of leaders is encouraging. They are great signs of the kind of hunger needed to generate revival. While in Ohio, I received one of the strongest and most encouraging words I've been given in a long time. After hearing me teach on the awakening and the reformation, noted author and teacher Dr. Miles Monroe grabbed me literally and said, I now have hope for America. He went on to say over and over, you're right. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Then he said to me, you are a reformer. Take it to the nation. You'll be called to Washington. to the state capitals and to cities. They will seek your counsel and wisdom. You are called to reform the nation. I mean, think about it. It was pretty awesome, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I feel this word burning in my spirit, he goes on to say. I am thinking and praying and processing through this prophetic word that came from Miles Monroe. I believe God has told me a new season of great favor is coming. Many doors will open into new areas and new arenas that will bring expanded influence and fruit. I feel this is a word for all of us. The challenges of our era will be met by incredible grace and power. Position yourself now to receive this. Spiritual promotions are being prepared now for many. Move upward into yours. And then he goes on to say, I want to help you see what God has already done in the cities across America as the spirit of awakening sweeps across the nations. The unexpected and in the least likely places. In other words, God's beginning to move in the least likely places. As I travel from week to week, I am seeing an increasing presence of the Lord as remnants of believers pursue God with great intensity. I am witnessing miraculous healings, deliverances, and profound prophetic revelation, even to the unsaved. Sounds like Acts chapter 2. Mm. There are major shifts in strategy taking place within the body, and provision and favor is coming from unexpected sources. And we've seen that over and over again, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With great joy, I am also seeing the prodigals return home.
Praise God.
Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
This is Dutch Sheets with Dutch Sheets Ministry, and I just thought it would be encouraging to hear a hopeful word, you know, for America. And it's about holding the course, and realizing that, you know, pursuing God, going after God and abiding with him and obeying him is what will see great move of God, a great awakening take place.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about the first great awakening and the second great awakening, the things they have in common is awakening.
Yeah. Yes.
Important part.
You know, awake, O sleeper, awake. The church, God's people, you know, fall asleep. What we're talking about and what we're seeing is, and that's what he's talking about in this word, and we were talking about in the first hour, is that he's beginning to see signs of the awakening taking place as he's saying, listen, there's hope for America. And we move God. What moves God is faith. You know, we can focus on the storm and say, oh, I've been bad, I've been terrible, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, be idolatrous in our responses. Or we can say, God, forgive me, I've sinned against you, let God restore you, repent, you know, live a life of repentance, but then move on.
Mm-hmm.
Move on and begin to obey God and begin to speak out what he wants to do. Because he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven and heal our land. He'll heal America. And we're starting to see this. We've seen it within ourselves, and we're positioning ourselves so that we can share with you the things that God has done amongst us so he can do it with you. And like Dutch is seeing it across America. These are exciting days. It's going to be the best of times, and it's going to be the worst of times. But understand this, that we can get on the right side of history by joining in with what God is doing in the earth.
Yes, exciting times and best of times. And the main thing here is to stay focused, stay on course. So many times things are happening and people get another idea or another vision and they start turning the ship, turning what God's told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, God's encouraging us, stay faithful, stay true to what the Lord has already told us, continue to draw others to him and stand for the truth. Stay the course.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.